Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
Live from Arizona, taking you up to kickoff, presented by Coors Light. It's Football at Four with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
I want to say it's a must-win. We're going to kick the ass, though. Make sure you put that up there. We're going to kick their ass. They're going to get our best this week. I know last week was tough, the week before that, whatever. This week, Thursday night, primetime, they're going to get the Broncos' best.
Hell! Bam!
Man, if our best doesn't lead to a win.
There it is. Told you, man, this is the Super Bowl. We got an October Super Bowl here. As we broadcast live in Arizona, we've had so many Broncos fans come up to us and be fired up, and it's really cool. It'll be noticeable tonight for sure. The roof is open,
and it may be one of those see you Monday games.
It may be a see you Monday game. By the way, I got this on Twitter. Jack Query, I hope I'm saying your name right. He says he's a Indianapolis radio host who happens to be in Denver for the day. During the Dungy years, the Colts got Monday and Tuesday off after any win after September, and thinks that the Manning talk that he's hearing is identical to the thoughts of him in Indianapolis in terms of, you know, how great Peyton is and what his next steps are, but that sort of motivation. Okay.
So he's also co-signing on my See You Monday deal.
Yes. Yeah, basically, yeah. That was an effective tool, and it worked well. And
Coach Shanahan, when he used to hit it, man, when he'd hit that See You Wednesday – after a Sunday game, man, you should have saw guys trying to scramble to Vegas Sunday night. Party in Vegas Sunday, Monday. Get home sometime Tuesday night. Go to practice.
But
Wednesday.
Guys were winning games too.
Oh, we were winning championships.
I mean, it's kind of a different vibe.
It was a whole different.
You know, if we found out,
hey, man,
if the Broncos
take out from Centennial, man, after a good win,
let's
get out there and go have a great time.
If the Broncos squeak out a 16-13 win, and we're looking at Will Parks at the Hard Rock Pool this weekend, I don't think it's going to have the same vibe as.
Yes, it will. A win is a win.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Man, see you Monday,
dog. Man,
there's something magical about see you Monday.
Yeah.
Because you know what happened after Monday? A Tuesday off.
If it's a see you Monday, Emmanuel Sanders might have another baby so he can come back on Wednesday. You never know what's going to happen there. Yeah, so it's
well, that would be great if it was a see you Wednesday. Boy, that would be so – if Coach says, look, we get this win tonight, we'll just see you Wednesday. Oh, my goodness.
For a 3-4 team?
See you Wednesday?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
Man, see you Wednesday.
Dude.
Man, there may be some guys hurt for the Cardinals tonight. You say see you Wednesday. I know these grown men are playing this game for lots of money.
Is that what it takes, man? Is that what it takes?
Let me ask you something, D-Mac.
Come on, brother.
You know what? One of the best perks about actually working at the station
is the vending machine?
Not necessarily the vending machine.
The healthy snacks?
But our friends over at Del Frisco's on Victory Monday.
Oh, that's a nice thing, yeah.
Right? I mean, that's nice. It's nice when they win.
I love
and my friends at Ted.
On Tuesday. I was trying to figure out how we fill out the rest of the week.
Right. So Ted's Tuesday.
It's great.
Has become, look at you. You're giddy about it. Look, Big Sexy's even laughing back in studio.
We all love it.
I mean, we all love Ted's Tuesday.
We love Del Frisco's. We love Ted's. We could love a lot of places.
Delish. I mean, delish. So those are just small little perks of.
It doesn't motivate me to do my job better, though.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it
motivates you?
No, not
really.
Not that there's a motivation
I'm
from
gonna
it,
get
but
a steak
I'm just saying
on
it's a
Tuesday,
perk.
So I'm going to try today.
No, it's a perk. It's a perk of, it's a perk.
Uh-huh.
So for these guys, a perk for them is not getting a free meal. It's getting a free day.
Okay.
Where I can one more day. Where
nobody
I don't
wants
have to, go
to
in
hear
there?
About the Broncos not wanting to go to work and not practicing and all that.
Who's not motivated for a half day Friday and make it blue jeans? tomorrow, so many fans are going to be rocking their CU gear, getting ready to take on Washington
all right.
in their blue jeans. Tell me that's not a perk. Is that a perk? makes the job so much better that you know that on casual Friday,
dude, I think
you can wear your team's colors and your blue jeans.
I think the endless amount of zeros on their paychecks would be a perk.
Oh, my
enough.
Goodness, D-Mac. You just got to lighten up. Lighten up, man.
Lighten up. I'm telling you a truth.
I'm telling you what people like. People like perks.
Okay. So you think that's what's on the line here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, perks, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you it's never going to happen.
What? See you Wednesday?
That's not happening.
Well,
with
how
the
about
team.
See you Monday?
It'll be, we'll watch and film tomorrow. And
see you Monday. We win this game, see you Monday's going to happen. It should happen. After being mentally beat down and looked at as a downtrodden team of the NFL?
Probably if they win, because they probably need a little bit of a mental break. And if they can come through with a win, it saves everybody's bacon. It saves everybody's bacon. Because nobody expects the Broncos to beat Kansas City, so you won't be held accountable for that one. And then you have a home game against Houston before the bye, which will be Super Bowl number two. If you can win today, the next big game you have is Houston. Because nobody's expecting anything against Kansas City.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, well, you're the only one. Vegas has the Broncos already at 9.5-point underdogs for the Kansas City game.
Man, we haven't even played this game yet.
I'm just telling you what they do. They look ahead there in Vegas. It's amazing. That being said, tonight it boils down to...
Heart. Oh,
tonight is such a big game.
Tonight is about heart. Tonight is about the bye week. You don't want to play with a team that's, I'm telling you, man, a bye week? Man, you mess with a team.
What are you talking about?
Well, this is a pseudo bye week because
both teams, Thursday game. Yeah.
But the winning team gets to see you Monday.
My God. You are too funny.
You know, well, you don't know what see you Monday
means.
You know,
I think we're going to see something tonight. We're going to see what these guys think about their coaches tonight.
I don't think it has anything to do with that.
Yeah, I think so.
Trust me.
I think heart and effort goes to a lot.
See you Monday means a lot more to these guys than their coaches being fired. Because they're going to get paid no matter what.
Well, what kind of respect did Aqib Talib give his coaches at the end of the year last year? Well, what was that all about? What was he saying to his coaches in that game against Kansas City?
Well, he's saying that, you know, I'm out of here.
Yeah. So what was that?
It was disrespectful. I mean, he was out, though. I mean, but somebody else loves Aqib Talib. The Rams love Aqib Talib.
I love what Vaughn did. What Vaughn was doing, in my opinion, is Vaughn's way of saying, I've had it here, in terms of what's going on. I think what Vaughn's message was much more a message to his teammates than it was to the Arizona Cardinals. I think that was Vaughn telling everybody on the defensive side of the ball, enough of this crap. And that's what that was to me. When you said to me earlier in the show, well, what is the relationship with the Broncos and the Cardinals? You're right. There's not a bad one. This they don't play each other. The starters don't even play each other in preseason. The Broncos play down here in Arizona for a meaningful game once every 8 years. There's not some sort of bitter rivalry between the Broncos and the Cardinals. You know, on the surface, Al.
We stopped playing. You know what we did, dude? We stopped playing the Seahawks because that was a bitter rivalry.
That's a whole different story. You meet up in the Super Bowl, you remember that for a long time.
Right. I mean, they're no longer on our schedule. You know, that used to be that part of our preseason games as well. That is gone.
You had a situation where, on the surface, the two most meaningless games of the year are your non-conference road games. So our two most meaningless games of the year would be this one and the game in Santa Clara against the 49ers. This one in particular should be the most meaningless because it's on a short week. If things were going well during the season, this would be the easiest game of the whole year to look past. And all of a sudden, it's the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite. You come into a short week.
I've been telling you for years.
And this game is gargantuan.
I told you. I've been telling you for years. There are no games that are less important than
other games.
If
we're 5-1 rolling into this game, it doesn't even matter.
It does. It always matters when you're trying to receive home field advantage.
What was the first game that Brock Osweiler played for Peyton Manning? Do you remember it?
What was that?
What was the first game in Peyton Manning's final year that Brock Osweiler started?
The first game in Peyton Manning's final year.
That Brock Osweiler, the Super Bowl year, when Peyton Manning.
Was it against the Bengals?
No.
Who was it against then?
You can't even remember, can you?
But I don't remember yesterday.
It was against the Chicago Bears.
Why is that important?
Because it was one of the most meaningless games of the year.
Who was the next game against?
I don't know.
But see, that's what I'm saying. So why did you bring that one up?
Because I know, looking at the calendar, because I said if anything were to happen
take that
game off.
No.
Don't worry about the game before Thanksgiving
in
November.
Who was the next game against?
I don't know.
Well, then how come you remember that one?
Because it stands out to me as what a perfect situation for Brock to go in.
All you're talking about, there's 16 stinking games.
By the way,
you realize
Chad Kelly should be starting this game, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Chad Kelly should be starting this game.
We just don't have enough time for this today.
All right, forget it. Don't worry about it. I got new ideas. My crazy ideas are be rested and be prepared. That's insanity. It doesn't matter though. Von Miller put it out there. Vance Joseph, you may say whatever you want. Vance Joseph is definitely his job is up for grabs here. Joe Ellis was talking about we got to take things, you know, week to week.
The contract guaranteed. You fired a man, that's on you. If you want to fire somebody whose contract is guaranteed for another 3 years.
Oh, they've done it before.
Denver Broncos.
Joe Ellis referenced it.
Dude,
they did it to Mike Shanahan and they did it to Josh McDaniels.
They had 3 years remaining on contract?
Yeah. McDaniels did. I don't know what Mike had.
Sure?
He had like 2 years.
He had 3 years left.
Dude, we were paying three coaches at the same time. We were paying John Fox, Josh McDaniels, and Mike Shanahan all at the same time at one point.
Pretty good coaches there.
Yeah. We'll take a quick break. When we come back,
need all those coaches rolled into one.
Can the Broncos find some sort of balance? How are you feeling about things? We're going to have Jake Plummer on.
Nobody's nervous about the Cardinals, period. Are we taking them easy? Nobody's taking them easy, but ain't nobody worried about the Cardinals. They got a rookie quarterback.
You said that about Sam Darnold.
I know.
It's the Drive on the Fan.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
Live from Arizona, taking you up to kickoff, presented by Coors Light. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
Well, we're here in Arizona. We're not inside the stadium yet. We'll be there a little bit later. Troy Rank, though, is in the State Farm Space Dome, and he will join us in a little bit. The roof is open. Why is the roof open? We'll go to Troy in just a little bit.
It's because Keenum plays better in domes.
Wow. How about that, Alfred? Case Keenum plays better in domes, so the Cardinals are making sure it's not a dome tonight.
I know. I thought about that immediately as soon as you said that.
Desert stars.
But, I mean, the conditions are fairly controlled.
Yeah,
it's not like it's an open-air stadium.
They do get monsoon weather down here.
They do.
That is not the case here tonight.
I'm telling you, boy, it looked like something out of a biblical verse, man. You're talking about red water running everywhere.
They were giving out free sandbags 2 weeks ago. Hey, get your free sandbag at Timmy's Hardware Shop. I'm like, geez, really? Okay. It's an interesting place, no doubt about it. The talk on Josh Rosen, they love Josh Rosen down here, by the way.
Good, they should.
Everybody's fine with Josh Rosen. They hate Mike McCoy. Weren't you on a station earlier today in Arizona?
Yesterday.
Okay, what was the vibe there about McCoy?
They were asking me about, I was on with my man Wolfley, man, and Wolfley played in the league for a lot of years.
You were on with Wolfley?
Huh? You mean Ron Wolfley? Yeah. So I was on with my man Wolf, and I was just explaining him that, you know, the complications of the Broncos playbook didn't allow anybody to have a great start, or should I say a great finish last year, because it was just too complicated. And when things are complicated, you can't play fast. And when you can't play fast, you can't see the greatest athletes become the greatest athletes. So I always try to remind people, even if they know what we're doing, if we are confident in how we're doing it, we can still win. It doesn't. So what they know? If they really know, like if you knew the Denver Broncos were going to press you and they were going to bring one more on obvious pass situation than you have to block.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it. At some point, you're going to have to out-execute them. And that's when it becomes professional football. Because sometimes you can scheme a guy out of a gap. You can scheme a guy out of a coverage. And that's more like Pop Warner, high school, some college football. But NFL football is saying, okay, I know you're in that coverage. I know where the matchup is. My matchup is going to beat your matchup. That's what that's what really playing in the NFL should be. Like, hey, we have a rookie in playing in the slot. My slot guy is going to be big on third down the day. It's their rookie in the slot against my veteran in the slot. That's my matchup. See, that's the way NFL football usually is played.
Mm.
Not by what we just saw from the Denver Broncos, what teams have out-schemed us to run the football. That doesn't usually happen. That hardly ever happens in the NFL. So much so that we had something happen to us in two consecutive weeks that's never happened. A 200-yard rusher in two consecutive weeks has never happened in the history of the NFL. Because you can fix things. Because some coach may find a weakness in your preparation and exploit it.
All right, let me ask you this.
So we shouldn't be out-schemed. We should not be out-schemed ever.
If David Johnson runs for 200 yards tonight.
Hey, we need a new defensive coordinator.
Joe Woods is gone.
Tomorrow. BJ, you got to put the headphones on and call all the defense.
Okay.
And if you co-signed, and BJ, if you co-signed on that defense.
Let me go further. 200 yards, Joe Woods gone. 150 yards by David Johnson.
Did we win?
Yes.
Well, then we can fix things.
Okay, so Joe Woods is all right if we win, and he goes for 150. 150 and we lose.
But, well, I think he's gone.
He's gone. 100 yards and we lose.
I think he's gone.
We lose.
I think he's gone.
Okay. So you see some big changes then, possibly.
Well, I mean, listen, man.
Hold on. We lose. He's gone. Doesn't matter what the score is?
No.
VJ.
VJ is good until the end of the year.
We lose 32-10, and David Johnson runs for 150 yards.
Defensive coordinator is gone.
VJ's okay
until the end of the year.
Wow, okay. Why?
Because I don't think that you...
I mean, I'm fine with that, but why do you think?
This is what I think. You can ask a coach to do double duty, okay? You can ask a head coach to do double duty, especially in this league where everybody comes from one side of the ball or the other. So if you had a problem with the offensive coordinator last year, if you are an offensive coach, you just would have took play calling responsibilities away from Mike McCoy. Mike McCoy stays on staff, but you call plays. And on the defensive side, if your defense is muddying up the game and giving guys clear lanes to run through, you don't necessarily have to fire Joe Woods, but something's not right. Something's not right if that continues to happen to your defense.
But you don't think there's any circumstance where VJ's job's in trouble?
It would just be dumb. It would be dumb because now you would ask one of your coordinators to double dip, do something twice.
Broncos playing the what-if game. Broncos lose today, lose to Kansas City, lose to Houston. VJ still got a job going into the bye week.
No.
Okay, so there is some sort of line.
Yeah, I think that if you are a perennial loser, you're just a perennial loser, no matter who you are.
And
that
would be enough. That'd be seven losses in a row.
Man,
that'd be enough.
At that point.
So there is some sort of mark.
I love my friend. You don't understand. I love my friend.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the NFL. You
can't lose seven in a row.
Nah, man. I mean,
even though you lost eight in a row last year.
This is the NFL.
Okay.
This is the NFL.
All right.
You know, bad coaches are thrown to the side all the time, and seven losses in a row means that you're a bad coach.
All right.
This team, you're a bad coach.
But they should win tonight, right?
They should have won last week.
You picking the Broncos?
They should have won the week before that. They should have, you know what? They should be, sitting here right now.
But tonight.
They should win this game. I'm not scared of no
What's
Arizona
your score?
Cardinals.
What's your score?
You got the Broncos 1-10.
All right. I got the Broncos winning 16-13, so I'm quite as optimistic as you.
I don't know about you, but I'm not afraid of the Cardinals. You can be afraid of them.
I'm not afraid of them.
But they are who we thought they were.
All right.
And if you want to crown them,
all right,
you go ahead and crown them. But the Arizona Cardinals are who we thought they were.
Like I can't do it. It's too sturdy. It's not our property either. All right, we'll come back with Troy Rank inside the State Farm Space Dome. I think that's the official new name. During training camp, it was the University of Phoenix Stadium. Now it is the State Farm Space Dome.
Man, they get a lot of sponsors out here in Arizona.
Yeah, so we'll go with Troy next.
Live from Arizona, taking you up to kickoff, presented by Coors Light. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
All right, we're down in the desert. Troy Rank will join us in mere moments. So we're in a private studio, and Troy is inside of the State Farm Space Dome. I mean, the stadium really does look like somebody from another planet landed.
It's a beautiful-looking stadium from outside. It's very dramatic.
It's very unique, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. I've seen it quite a few times because they – let me think about that. Oh, yeah. They have Super Bowls down here, Alfred.
Not only Super Bowls, but big time sporting events like the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah, like
every year.
Yeah.
You know, instead of, you know, which is a Super Bowl in itself.
And like the NCAA Final Four is held down here
because they have a dome. Because they have a dome.
All right. What's that, Big Sexy? Say what? All right. Before we check in with Troy, we've got to check in with our guy, Zach Bai.
Celebrity himself.
Yeah, yeah, he's a...
Big-time autograph signer.
Yeah.
Oh, Zach, stop. Are you over there signing autographs as a Hall of Famer now?
You know what? I'm signing it HOF after every name. Yes, I am.
I love that. I love that, dog. I do love that.
Yeah, but that's just the receipt on his bills when he signs his tab at the bar. But all right, Zach.
And what does HOF mean?
That's Hall of Fame, Alfred. Hall of Fame, baby. Man. You can't take it from me now, Al.
Yes, they can.
What would it take for his high school to take away his Hall of Fame?
Let's just say we don't want to see a white Bronco just driving down the street.
Right. you're there with our friends from Coors Light, and what's the vibe down there? Are people excited? Are people, you know, kind of fired up for the game?
Yeah, you know what? You know, business is really starting to pick up. You're seeing people come in here and have a couple cold pops for the pregame. I'm sitting talking Broncos with a handful of people right now and just hanging out and getting excited. You know, we didn't anticipate week 7 of the NFL season being as big for the Broncos.
We tried. Trying so hard. Okay. Coors Light. Zach Bai, sports column, 20th and Blake. Sounds like a fun time.
Ugh. Did you see the Connors last night?
I did see the Connors last night.
Yep.
Or 2 nights ago, whenever
Zach,
it was.
Zach, did you see the Connors last night?
2 nights ago.
I did not see the Connors.
The way they killed Roseanne?
I didn't see it. Did they kill her?
Oh, yeah. And she's a pill-popping drug addict.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What?
Zach, what's going on down in sports column, though? I mean, what is happening in sports column?
Well, I'm telling you, people are getting excited. We didn't realize that week 7 of the NFL season was going to be as big as it is for the Denver Broncos. But here we are, and we're starting to feel it from the folks coming in here. I've had a handful of people coming up to me telling me what they're going to do if the Broncos lose. They're going to stop watching the games, things like that. I mean, people are fired up. And what a great place to watch the game, by the way. This is my first experience at Sports Column. What a big, awesome sports bar. And check this out. I didn't realize this, but and I don't know if you guys did either. I'm sure you did. Maybe I'm the last to know. But on game days for the Broncos, home games, they actually send a shuttle from here to Mile High. How cool is that? So you watch the game, or you watch maybe the first set of games, and you have some cold pops, and then you hop on the shuttle, and they drop you right off at Mile High. I mean, how cool is that?
All right, good stuff. We love it. We'll check in with you a little bit later. Zach Bye at Sports Column at 20th and Blake with Coors Light. We're still trying to get Troy, Big Sexy, not answering. Oh, that gosh darn Troy Rank. Well, we'll find out what the inactives are here in just a second here, Alfred. We'll know who's playing and who's not playing. We know Shane Ray's not playing. Would you start or activate DeMarcus Walker?
No.
Who's filling in for Shane Ray?
An extra offensive lineman, because we've had injuries there as well. So.
Well, Sam Jones is going to be active, and Valdir's out, as is Ron Leary. I don't think they – so your two backup offensive linemen are Sam Jones and Elijah Wilkinson. They didn't add anybody else. My point is –
So another tight end. Then.
Right, because they'll not to be too nitpicky, but last week – Brian Parker, Matt Lacoste, and Jeff Heirmann were all active.
Right.
So
I keep those three active. And
well, but that's still, you still have one more spot. You still have somebody else that could activate.
If you want to activate DeMarcus Walker, you would have to give a way that he's going to help you. So I would tell you
Is there not a way DeMarcus Walker can help you?
I'm talking about a guaranteed way to help. So what I'm saying is, he's a defensive lineman. If you're going to activate somebody, it would probably be somebody who could help you on special teams. So that's the way that I would think that the organization is looking at it. Not just a healthy activation, but also somebody that can help me on teams. Because Shane Ray was on teams.
Okay. I'm just going through who's healthy and who's not. Shane Ray's out. Valdir's out. Adam Jones is out. Okay. We'll find out who's playing and who's not. DeMarcus Walker hasn't been active, at all. I mean, you could activate Alexander Johnson, too, by the way, if you wanted to. I mean, he plays somewhat of a similar position to Shane Ray. It'll be interesting. You know, Shane Ray and Shaquille Barrett have been playing Al, 20-25% of the plays, so it's
been a mistake. Shane Ray should be the starter and subbing in for Bradley Chubb. You heard me. I've always said
I'm sorry. Bradley Chubb should be subbing in for Shane Ray. Is that what you mean?
That's right. Bradley Chubb should be subbing in for Shane Ray and Von Miller.
So that's been a mistake all year?
Mistake.
Wow.
I know he's a top five pick. I know he's a terrific talent.
He had a pretty good game last week, didn't he?
And you know what happens? You know what happens in big moments of games? Hey, you're having a great game. You have three sacks. Guess what's going to happen to you in the most critical portion of the game?
What's that?
We're going to throw a wide receiver screen right at you. Mm-hmm. The offensive tackle's not even going to touch you.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to let you run up the field, think that you're going to get an attack on the quarterback, and the offensive tackle is going to take off and go block your cornerback. See, If you were in tune to what was happening in the game, you stop after two steps. Oh, wait a minute. Nobody blocked me? Where is the ball going? No. I got to go find the offensive tackle because he's going to lead me to the ball. That's what a veteran knows.
Are you nervous at all that because the Broncos have given up so much rushing yards that the Cardinals are going to say, you know what? Here's what they're going to do. They don't want to be embarrassed again. They're going to sell out to stop the run. And the Cardinals are just going to scar him up with Josh Rosen. Are you nervous about that at all?
Not at all.
Why?
Because we need to get hits on the quarterback if that's the case. Can't let a rookie sit back there and have a good day.
If you were Mike McCoy, about to be fired.
You know he's going to throw
How would you attack it?
Quick screen game, quick passes.
He wouldn't just dig into running the ball, right?
No.
Why bother? You don't do that anyway.
No.
You don't do it well anyway.
Even though you have one of the top five running backs
in David Johnson. That's right.
NFL.
But you don't do it,
It's clear that this guy is a top five running back in the NFL.
So if you think the Broncos are going to sell out to stop the run because it's been so embarrassing, why would you change? Why wouldn't you just go after him with what you like doing anyways?
Yeah, go ahead. You're out there. Hey, listen.
Go down with your philosophy. Ship.
Listen, last year I told you that Mike McCoy was trying to become a head coach the way he was calling the plays.
Yeah.
Because you know what? A great offense, when you have a great offense, NFL owners will hire you to become the head coach slash play caller.
Right.
If your offense produces big numbers. But you know what you become if you get fired in consecutive years as an offensive coordinator? You become a high school coach.
Right.
I can't have you on my staff.
Yeah, you could become like a quarterback's coach or something
like
that.
For who? Who believes him?
I don't know. Rick Tennyson remains employed. I mean,
who believes Mike McCoy? Who believes him?
I don't know, dude. If you're in the club, you're in the club. These guys just keep recycling. It's ridiculous.
I hear you, man.
Have you seen Bill Musgrave's resume? Go take a peek at Bill Musgrave's resume.
I follow him deeply. Yeah,
he's worked for like 9 teams.
Oh, no doubt. But I'm just saying, he's also produced quarterbacks and systems that have given you great success.
Yeah, for like 2-3 year periods.
Mike McCoy had Peyton Manning. That was his worst year as a Bronco before his last year.
Let's take a break. Maybe we can track down Troy. I know he's busy being a TV star. We have the Fire Up coming up at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
After the Fire Up, Jake Plummer will join us. So we're excited. Hope that you're excited. We're thankful that you're listening to Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Live from Arizona, taking you up to kickoff, presented by Coors Light. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
All right, we are live here in the desert in Arizona. It's a beautiful day.
How do you like your earphones, D-Max?
You know, they work.
See, are you ever going to purchase your own headphones?
The day the radio station gets rid of the best headphones ever invented will be the day that I suppose, try to buy a pair.
Let me ask you something. Do you think a carpenter goes to work with somebody else's tools, or do you think he takes his own tools?
Are you comparing me to Jesus? What are you doing here?
No, I'm never doing
that. I thought that was a biblical sort of thing.
No, I'm just saying.
Carpenter.
How about a plumber? You think a plumber? You think a plumber takes his own tools to work, or does he wait for the company to provide them for him?
A good plumber?
A great plumber.
Like Jake Plummer? Who will join us at 5:15? I don't know, Al. I don't know.
You should go ahead and break down and buy you some
headphones. Asking me this question because he knows the brand of headphones I'm wearing I hate. So I will we'll just leave it alone. Let's go out to Troy Rank.
I bet you Troy has his own headphones.
I bet he doesn't. It's Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Broncos insider, presented by the Trinity Law Offices. Have you or someone you know been arrested for a DUI? Contact the Trinity Law Offices at 303-333-1816 for help. Troy, you're in the State Farm Space Dome. How's things looking with the roof open?
Yeah, I mean, this is a beautiful ballpark, their stadium as it is with football. A lot of Bronco fans here, D-Mac. I mean, let's be honest, there's apathy toward the Cardinals at 1-5. Not exactly a primetime matchup here, but a lot of Bronco fans here. They opened the gates and it just flooded of orange as they ran down here. So it's a cool place to go. I covered the Super Bowl here between Seahawks and Patriots and then the Broncos preseason game a couple of years ago, but couldn't ask for a better setting. It's time, man. If they can't win, if not now, then when, D-Mac? When are you going to win a road game?
You're correct about that. Do you know the inactives yet for tonight? Have they announced that yet?
I have not seen it, but you can expect DeMarcus Walker should not be inactive. I would expect him to play, or at least have a chance today because of the injuries and issues they've dealt with. I would expect DeMarcus Walker to have a chance to play tonight. But, again, it's not so much about the inactives, about their stars being stars. Von Miller put himself out there, which I love, frankly, but he's got to make plays. He's got to have flash plays where he is, where you go, oh, go, that's the guy. That's our guy. And Case Keenum, as we all know, has to play better. I mean, he's just been wildly inconsistent for what they thought they were getting. He hasn't been that guy yet. It's tonight the night where finally the pieces finally come together for him.
You know, it feels like to me, Troy, that Case Keenum started off the year just ready to just have a blazing season where he's throwing the ball all over the yard, having good success and giving us a chance. The last 2-3 weeks, maybe the last 4 weeks, it's felt like that he's been cautious and not really willing to be the gunslinger that we saw in the first two games of the year. And this is one of those things I'll ask you about because I don't know these things personally. Does he care about the interceptions and stuff? You know, like, does it bother him that we talk about this?
Yeah, I think you're on to something. I think the turnovers spooked him. Because so much was made of the 22 interceptions that Simeon, Osweiler, and Lentz threw last year. Remember, he threw a couple early. And I say this as an analogy, he kind of gets half pregnant. You know, he gets caught in between, like, oh, I want to go deep, but man, I don't know if I can fit it in there. And so he ends up looking for a check down, or in many cases, holding onto the ball too long.
Overthrowing guys dramatically, knowing that they don't have a chance for the ball.
Right. He gets his footwork gets off because he's reluctant. It's like that yes, 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 no, and he gets caught in between. And I'm with you, Al. At this point, at 2-4, let it rip. You throw interceptions, you do, but what they're doing now is not working. And in the process of letting it rip, he's got to be better and call more play action for him. We've talked about that. Use play action to create better and easier passes for him down the field. And we'll see, but you're right, Al. I think the turnovers did spook him, and somehow he's got to shake that, because if he keeps playing conservative, they're going nowhere.
Broncos lose. What are the most significant changes that happen tomorrow?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying Vance gets fired. They certainly don't want to make an in-season change, but if you lose to an Arizona team that's 1-5 with Mike McCoy running their offense, I mean, that's hard to survive. Now, maybe he does, and you just say, you know what good does it do if we make a change now? But it could, you know, if they get blitzed on the ground again, that could spell the end for Joe Woods. But if you're Vance Joseph, and he admitted it, so I'm not talking out of turn, he admitted there's a sense of urgency and he's fighting for his job. I'm just saying the optics, D-Mac, of losing another road game, which would make him 4-15 over his last 19, 1-10 in his 11 road games, and one of those losses is to a Mike McCoy offense, ouch. I mean, the irony would be rich. Maybe he survives that. I just would not want to be him if you lose to Arizona and a Mike McCoy offense. I mean, that's a bad, bad look.
Broncos win. What's the conversation?
Just that finally, the few breaks here and there, the season could be different, and now we're back on, you know, this would be them talking. We're back on track. Had we held against Kansas City, you know, maybe we get it going again and get confidence. Then you go to Kansas City, you get blown out, but you could beat Houston and feel like, okay,
be okay.
We got a chance. We got a chance.
Yeah.
But if you
lose
tonight, I don't know how you would look yourself in the mirror and say you're anything but a pretender and you're just playing out for draft status at that point.
I have to ask you about this incident that happened last night with Manny Machado. I have to ask because I know we're in our pregame, but this play was so dirty. It looks like to me, man, you know, hitting a guy's foot that's sitting on first base. As a baseball guy, when you saw that happen, was it just a mistake? Was it a dirty play? What happened last night?
Well, it was weak. It was a tired act. He's done it before. You step on a guy's ankle and you keep purposely slowed up and kicked him. It was weak. And Kristen Yelich said it's best. It's a dirty play by a dirty player. It's unfortunate because Machado is a brilliant, brilliant player. He's, you know, he was the Orioles version of Nolan Arenado for all those years, and he doesn't need to be that guy. I mean, come on, clean it up. I mean, it was just a bad look, but I would echo what Yelich said. The dirty play by a dirty player, where there's several examples of him doing stupid stuff, and that was the very visible one of him trying to kick a guy's leg. It was totally unnecessary.
What's your score tonight, Troy?
I have him winning 21-20. Season saved for now. I said that against the Jets.
Three touchdowns?
And they averaged 20 points. So
I know, but that you said three touchdowns.
Wait, who wins 21-20?
The Broncos.
Oh, okay.
Against all logic, I'm picking them on the road to win when I know better. But if you can't beat the Cardinals on the road, you can't beat anybody.
Okay.
I'm gonna head out. I got a live shot, guys.
Of course. Go be a TV star, Troy.
Embrace
your destiny. Meanwhile, speaking of embracing his destiny, it is Zach Bye out at Sports Column at 20th and Blake with our great friends at Coors Light. And, Zach, what's happening?
Well, I'll tell you, the vibe is starting to pick up. You're seeing more and more Broncos fans come in here. This is a big game, and people know it. People are talking like it's a big game. People are acting like it's a big game. We didn't think Week 7 would be as big of a game as it is, but here we are, and the vibe in here is starting to match that. It's a great place to watch a game. They got a big old downstairs, big old upstairs. You taste some of that Denver air. You go upstairs, and it's just a great, great spot. And how cool is this? On game days, they actually have a shuttle going from here, dropping folks off at Mile High. How cool is that? Just a great, great spot in lower downtown.
What is your prediction, Zach?
My prediction tonight, I think the Broncos are able to break out of their offensive slump. You know, they've only scored more than 20 points in two of their six games. I think that turns into a third game. I think they find a way to score 28 points. Conversely, the Cardinals have only scored 20 points this season just once. And believe it or not, I do think there's another NFL team out there that won't be able to stay with the Broncos offense tonight, and that's the Arizona Cardinals, 28-17 Broncos.
All right. Thank you, Zach. We'll check in with you a little bit later. Reminder that Jake Plummer will join us in about 18 or so minutes, and we are getting ready for the Fire Up, a very unusual Thursday version of the Fire Up as we're on the road in Arizona about to go into the beautiful, it is a beautiful stadium. It just looks like a spaceship, that's all. It's absolutely gorgeous, and there are tons of Broncos fans that have rolled into town, so the representation, people are fired up. I got you. It's a 1-5 team against a 2-4 team. It doesn't matter. You made these reservations a long time ago, Al, right? Like, you got yourself a
spot. You're here
spot.
Now. Let's go ahead and get it
you're
in.
You're here. The weather's cool. You just want to see it. If you're not unfamiliar with the area, the stadium is near this area in Glendale called Westgate. And Westgate is like this little, kind of fake town. It's not so much fake anymore because they've built up so many condos and apartments. Well, it used to look more like a fake town because there was nothing else near it years ago.
That's what happens in
things
years.
Have changed.
Yeah,
things
population
have changed.
Density happens.
Yeah, they put a Topgolf across the street and there's more condos and houses. And,
it's all development.
Yes, yes. Yes, it has happened. So there's plenty of places to come out and have some fun and have some desert liquidation. Is that? I probably didn't use that right.
You want to sell everything?
I'm just kind of thrown off by the guy who's in the studio next to us that has a huge picture of Donald Trump in front of him and has a candle as he talks.
Two pictures.
There's two. They're huge. I'm just trying. You've been actually staring at that now for two straight days.
I actually went in there to find out what scent that was.
What in the world is that guy even talking about?
I don't know, but it smelled really good in there.
That being said, 303-713-1043, we're ready to roll. We're here for you. We got the Fire Up, and it starts next.